You know, these settees, sofas, and davenports. Well, I don't know the difference in the three, but they're all a long bench-like seat. Of course, they're more upholstered than this one. But I don't know the difference in the three.
I think when I grew up, it was a davenport, and then it became a sofa somehow or other as I moved around the country.
Yes.
Now it's a couch.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yes.
To me, anyway.
Now, we used to have a couch, but it was about half as much longer than that. But it wasn't, there was just a head on one end of it, you know. It'd come up like this, about so high from the main part of the couch. And the rest of it just level or like that. And it wasn't what you'd call, it was just a smooth upholstery. It wasn't overly stuffed.
I bet that was comfortable.
It was comfortable. We had that, I don't know where it is now. I believe Elmo Ricker has it, my nephew. But we had that a long time. I don't know when the folks bought it. I can't remember.
Strange they don't make things like that anymore, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, some people are crazy over antiques, you know. Well, now, that would be an antique. I think my nephew has it, but he sawed this head off, see, and just made it straight, just like that.
Now it's not comfortable to lie on anymore.
No, it's just kind of a little bench. It's like you'd take the arms off of that thing and the back. That's all there is to it.
Well, in the bedroom, what do you keep your small clothes in? Things with that.
Well, now we have what they call a wardrobe in this corner here.
Do you hang things in that?
Yes.
Is that movable or?
The wardrobe? Yeah. No. Now it was when we first got it, it had a round wheel, I guess you would call it, about so big around. Of course, it had a pivot in the middle, you know, and it had hooks around the edges of it. And you'd hang your clothes there and just turn it around till you found what you wanted.
Oh, I bet that was convenient.
After a while, we took that out and just put a stick across for a rod, you know, to hang the clothes on. Then it has two drawers here on the bottom that you can put things in, shoes or slippers or whatever it might.
How about that piece of furniture that's just drawers?
They call that some of them call it a chest of drawers. That's, then, I think they have another name for it. It's, I don't know. Now we have one here. That little one there, that's called a commode. See, there's two drawers on this side, and on the other side is a door. Has a compartment. Oh, it's about that deep, and about that deep and so wide, you know. They call that a commode. There was a little framework up over it, and you could hang a towel up there. See, in the olden days, they used to, did you ever see these big wash bowls?
I used them.
Well, that's what they used that thing for. They put that wash bowl and pitched that. That's where the people washed.
And the towel hung
and
up
the
so
towel,
they could dry.
Yeah. And so that's, we took the frame part off of that. We didn't need it, so we just took it off.
Now that wouldn't be a bureau, would it?
No, we have a bureau upstairs. One that I expect it's probably 100 years old. Now I'm guessing at that because they've had it ever since I can remember. I don't know when they bought it.